This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Glad you're listening today. Did you know there's more than 15,000 good-paying jobs in the lignite industry in North Dakota? That's $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact from all that work in the industry, and $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. A new statewide poll found that North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect the economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. To find out more about that, check out the good work of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. We're live in Watford City, North Dakota today. Why? Well, there is an exciting bit of news happening here today, and that is the McKenzie County Law Enforcement Center is opening. Innovative project. We're going to talk with Doug Norby about that in just a moment from the McKenzie County Commission. John and Drayton wanted to weigh in here on some news of the day. John, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just curious. I heard you at least twice now say that the Freedom Caucus guys were the guys that kept moving the goalposts or whatever you want to call it. I'm just wondering, when you say that like that, I'm assuming you know it for a fact, so I'm just curious how you know that.
Well, there was a lot of reporting on that. I mean, the Trump folks said that. You had a lot of back and forth going on how that was happening, and the readouts were happening after those meetings, and said they kept trying. Most of it came from the Trump administration, though.
So those were the guys doing the negotiating,
you know.
I hear from the Freedom Caucus that they weren't doing any negotiating. They were telling them just exactly what they were going to do.
Fox News broke in one time when several members of the Freedom Caucus were in the Oval Office with Donald Trump saying, we got the votes. We've heard these guys. Paul Ryan was giving Trump credit on being the master negotiator, going back and forth. And then they had their votes, and then they didn't have their votes. So
I never once heard them say they had their vote. I heard them say that they were getting close. I never once heard them say that they had their vote.
They said it on Fox News right after the gathering. And, again, now there's 30 members of the Freedom Caucus, so you might be talking about some members. I might be talking about some different ones. That's very possible. But at one point, there were enough Freedom Caucus members for the vote to pass. None of this really matters now other than to say, get in a room and figure it out. The Freedom Caucus, to me, is worthless if all they do is complain. If they actually say, here's what I want, here's what I believe my constituents want, you're there, I'm here, let's find a place where we can meet so we can vote on this, we'll all be better off for it. Would you agree with that?
First of all, they did say that. They wanted them to bring the bill up that they passed that President Obama vetoed. And it's funny. That's the one Hovind was whining about and Kevin Cramer and all the leadership of the Republicans were whining, well, we need a president that'll sign it. Now all of a sudden you got a president will sign it and you don't even vote on that one. And I can tell you this.
I think the problem with that one, John, was the fact that the reconciliation rules. I think that was the deal breaker on that one. That while that was a fine plan, it was never going to get through the Senate. So that's why they had to do that plus, and they did do that in the new legislation. But let's save this debate for another day. I think the Freedom Caucus, unfortunately, is more about fundraising and sending letters and being against stuff than they are about being for stuff. That's my problem with the Freedom Caucus. Now, I'd love for them to prove me wrong and get a room and actually try and get a deal done and recognize nobody's ever going to get everything they want, period. And I think what they do is that very successfully is rile up a lot of people like John and Drayton to say they're right and everybody else is wrong. It's never quite that simple. That's all I'm saying. Get in a room, figure it out. I hope that doesn't offend you, John. But I appreciate your call. And welcome others at 800-228-0550. Let me chat with Doug Normey next on the program, who is the chair of the McKenzie County Commission. He also was the chair of the governing body, that the Joint Powers governing body that is in charge of this facility that I'm in right now, that is absolutely beautiful, the McKenzie County Law Enforcement Center. Doug, how are you?
Great.
Nice to see you. Congratulations on a big day.
Thanks.
Why is this facility so important for the citizens of McKenzie County?
It represents a new cog for the infrastructure for the county and for the city, and it's going to provide much more and better security and safety for the residents of the county.
What kind of peril were you in without it? Especially when it was a very busy time here with
I can kind of jet you back to 2008 before we got hit with the boom. At that time, we had about 20 employees in the sheriff's department. About half of them were dispatch, and they were also the jailers, too, the dispatch people. The city had three officers at that time in their department. Now, today, moving forward to 2014, we have about 80. Half of those are going to be in the corrections facility. The other half will be in law enforcement. And the city has gone from their three to 25. And we will be moving out of facilities that were designed for 2008 and brings us up so we have space and mobility to move things around. And we've had, during that whole time frame from about 2009 on, every time we had a prisoner, we didn't have a jail at that time because it was remodeling the old one. So we've been hauling our prisoners from Dickinson to Bismarck, Minot, Rugby, Williston at times, all over the state. And that means we haul them there. They're there for a while, and then they have hearing here. We'd have to go pick them up and bring them back to the county. It was not very well organized for both the people in the law enforcement offices. They couldn't do their job because they're on the road traveling around hauling our people around. So,
and how'd that pencil out? I imagine the cost-wise, that gets to be burdensome.
We've been very lucky with the Attorney General and the legislative session in the governor's office and the Bank of North Dakota. We budgeted about $53 million to build a facility. And actually, this is a time where we've done something and we come under budget. We have about $45 million into the procedure, and we plan to move ahead and pay that off with production tax monies over the next 10 years, and probably less than that now that we're under budget from what we projected it would be.
So it was projected for how much? 53, you said?
53.
53 million, and you're at 45?
About 45.
Yeah. That is nice.
So that doesn't have. So most of our projects we've had in this last 4 years, start a project, and in the middle of it, like the courthouse remodel, they'll say, well, we didn't have a judge. Okay, we'll give you a judge, and then we plan and remodel that spot. And then say, well, by the way, you have enough business now. We're going to give you another judge. What can you do to find him a space? Those have caused a lot of cost overruns in some of our courthouse project. But this one, I think we planned well for the future. The building is designed. If we need more space, we can add on more pods. We plan for the jail. If we don't need all the spaces, certain sections of the pods can be shut down and minimize that. And we tried to build the jail portion of it to minimize staff and still maintain safety for the prisoners and the people working there.
And I would imagine when you talk about paying for it and how you're paying for it, that the overall cost of transporting, inmates other places has to be a lot more efficient, pencil out a lot better to have them in a facility you own and operate with the size that's efficiently designed compared to the cost of travel and then paying another facility, right?
Well, it'll cost more for us to house prisoners here than when we were doing transport. But what we ended up giving up with that is all of our law enforcement was outside the county when we really needed them to be here. And then the same thing was happening on the court side of it. The bonds were changed a little bit to make it, work better for this is going to make it safer for the community. It's the bottom line.
So, yeah, and the old way sounds like too labor intensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We would have needed more staff to do that. But.
And last word, what are you most proud of about this facility?
The way it came together with the city, county. We always work together on projects.
That's, you know, it doesn't happen in every town, every county.
No.
Right? So you got the county together, the city, and then also have space for the BCI and the...
Yeah, and now they're outside agencies. I forgot to mention that. You know, BCI, we have the Drug Enforcement Agency people in here, the city police, and most recently, the Highway Department personnel, and the Game and Fish are going to take an office here too. So we'll have all the law enforcement for the county here.
Wow, that is, again, when you look at the serving the citizens, the taxpayers, not as efficient as you can get. Kind of nice. You can't always do that. Go to one spot.
I think this project come together and we met all the needs. Did it under budget, and we're going to have a nice facility. They'll be here for years to come.
And ceremony, including Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford. He knows his way around Watford.
Yep.
As well as Attorney General Wayne Stengel will be here a little later on today. Take part in everything. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Doug Norby from the McKenzie County Commission on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm going to go to Peter in Bismarck. He wants to talk about the Freedom Caucus. He might disagree with something I had to say about the Freedom Caucus earlier. So let's go to Peter next. Hello, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, good morning. Just wanted to kind of see what your thoughts are. I know that you are not a fan of the Supreme Caucus, obviously. My thoughts are this. The bill that was put forth, which I will straight out say I'm not a fan of in any way, shape, or form, was at 17% approval. So to say the Freedom Caucus is like this wild, out there group just trying to tank this bill that literally everyone hated is a little disingenuous. Don't you think? I mean,
well,
I know.
My only thing, my only deal on the Freedom Caucus is I want them to make it better. I want them to try and wait. So I think the Freedom Caucus, and I've heard Freedom Caucus members say this, so I'm not necessarily bashing them. I'm agreeing with them. What they did when the Republicans did not have the White House served a useful purpose. All right, they were trying to, you know, do everything in their power to try and inform the public of things that were bad. Now Republicans, namely Donald Trump, who I would argue was the only Republican that was going to win, beat Hillary Clinton, is in there. Now they have a different role, and that is to get stuff done. So I think they're still in the mode of opposing everything rather than recognizing, look, we've got to find a way to get stuff done.
And yeah, but on that
better.
Note, I think Donald Trump could have done a whole heck of a lot more if this bill was so great. I mean, he could have done more than threatening people to not vote against it. He could have got out there and sold it. I mean, I can't stand Barack Obama, obviously, and Donald Trump is miles ahead of him, but Obama did a heck of a lot better job pushing Obamacare than Trump did with this bill.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that they did, and part of that is they're doing so much so fast, right? So they had 17 legislative days to ultimately sell Obamacare. It's really not enough time. I think that's reflective in the 17% number you're talking about.
I think that
17% number was reflective of the mainstream media that was going to hate anything that Donald Trump did, period. And
what was good about this?
Well,
included penalties if you didn't have insurance. I wanted to know why this was better other than that I was told to believe it was better.
Well, I think it was better because it repealed Obamacare and gave us an opportunity.
But it just renamed Obamacare.
Yeah, that's a talking point. I mean, you can argue whether that was the case or not. I mean, obviously, some people say, well, if you have tax credit, then you're doing the same thing. But again, that's in the eye of the beholder. Here's the deal. Get stuff done. Find a way to get it done and make it law. Obamacare is bad. Everybody agrees about that in the Republican caucus. Then get rid of it and replace it with something that's better. That's your job. Go to work. Get it done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Step one should be get rid of it.
And all I heard was Freedom Caucus, people against stuff. Not fixing stuff, against stuff. And then sending out fundraisers to generate money doing it. I hate that. It's the worst of politics.
Worst of politics.
Why am I hearing myself? As soon as I say something. I hear it again.
Echo.
Echo. I think Gary and Fargo needs to turn his radio down.
Maybe Gary and Fargo needs to turn his radio down. Okay, Gary and Fargo, turn your radio down and we'll try to talk to you again in a second. Jeremy and Velva, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, Scott, what's going on, man? I know this is not really one of the main pieces of agenda out there, but I really want to talk about the federal, the House Joint Resolution 69. It's not really for here in North Dakota, but it does affect us as a country. It's for the allowing of just unethical and appalling hunting practices on federal refuges in Alaska. It allows for things like going up in helicopters, tracking bears, and denning wolves on federal refuges. It allows the hunting and shooting of predators, of large game predators. It just seems like one of those. It's really bad. I mean, I feel like it's a really, really bad piece of legislation. And there's so much going on that I feel like he just kind of allowed it to sneak in there. And I think, you know, and this is laws that he didn't want to make it like this. It was already a law, and then he allowed it to basically tell Congress to, hey, well, we want to be able to do this, and so I think you should dismiss this part of law, which was designed by the Department of the Interior. I can't believe that you know, Hoeven and Kramer would even go for this.
Wait a minute, though. I'm not clear. I thought you said it was already a law. Is it a law you think that Trump should repeal?
Well, so it was a law, and so he brought it in to, and so House Joint Resolution 69 allowed for the dismissal of this part of the law, which was, I guess, set up back in the 70s, set up back in the 70s and 80s. And so it dismisses this part of the law, which would allow for hunters to come in on federal refuges and hunt bears, specifically hunt bears and wolves in dens during hibernating season.
Okay, and the House bill would have fixed the problem that you're describing?
So the senator from Alaska was the one who brought up the bill to dismiss that part of the law, which would allow hunters to come back in and allow them to do this again.
And that's what you wanted to have happen?
No, I think it's an atrocious hunting act. I think only a coward would hunt from a helicopter or go into bears and wolves during hibernating season, and go in and be allowed to shoot bears and be allowed to shoot these predators on national refuges during hibernating season. I think there's hunting seasons for a reason. I wouldn't, that would be like me saying, well, I think that we should be able to allow to go hunt moose on Teddy Roosevelt National Park because they knocked down farmers' fences. It's ridiculous.
Okay. But again, I'm going to just be dumb here again for a second. That was the law. That was the law since the whenever, 70s or whatever, long, long time that allowed what you're describing.
Yep.
They were going to fix it, and then they decided not to fix it. And
no,
that's what
it
you're
was
upset
a law
about.
Saying it was no, it was a law saying that they were not allowed to do it. That they were not allowed to
okay, to, wait, and what happened to that law federal. That would have said you're not, that's in my mind fixing it or saying the same thing, but
And so Congress, the senator from Alaska, went to Congress to ask him to dismiss this portion of the law. And so that's basically what they did. They dismissed that portion of the law, which said that you are not allowed to go into federal refuges and perform certain hunting practices, such as denning, is really what it's about.
All right. And what happened to that?
He got passed. About to go onto the president's desk. They passed it in the Senate. They passed it in Congress, and now it's about to go and get signed by the president.
Okay.
Which would allow for this law, which would allow for this atrocious hunting practice again. I think it's a shame. I can't believe that Kramer and Hoeven would vote for this. I certainly wouldn't want people to hunt like that in North Dakota.
Yeah, and again, the House bill is Joint Resolution what?
Joint Resolution 69.
All right. So, Rev, mark that down. We'll ask Congressman Kramer about that on Wednesday. Congressman Kramer's on with us every Wednesday. Senator Hoeven fairly regularly when we ask. Encourage you to call in on the specific legislation for them. But I'll make a note to make sure we ask Wednesday what happened there, Jeremy. Appreciate the call. All right. We're in Watford City. McKenzie County Law Enforcement Center opening today. More coming up on What's
You're
on Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroil Deluxe sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
We're back in Watford City and counting down until the official opening of the McKenzie County Law Enforcement Center today in Watford City. On What's On Your Mind, having a great time here as we always do in Watford City, even on a rainy Friday. A little rainy out there, but I guess that's better than a cold Friday and what we've been enduring, so the weather's not too bad at all. Monday, Target Field is our location. Looking forward to that. We'll be broadcasting for the home opener, the Minnesota Twins, and among my guests will be Dave St. Peter. Of course, a UND alum, a Bismarck native, and now the president and CEO of the Minnesota Twins. So that's kind of cool. Our Monday broadcast brought to you by our friends at Sweeney Cleaners for the best in dry cleaning, plus drapery cleaning, alteration, suede, leather, and more. Make Sweeney Cleaners your choice. I mentioned earlier that in a case like McKenzie County New Law Enforcement Center, obviously McKenzie County wins and they need a facility. And you heard Doug Norby earlier and the jail administrator talk a little bit about the importance of this facility. But one of the reasons I get excited about, you know, a day like today when they're opening a new facility is really the whole state of North Dakota wins. And a prime example there is some companies from all across North Dakota come together to build this facility. One of those is Icon Architectural Group, and we have a couple representatives here to talk about this facility and about ICON today on the program. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves. Todd?
Yeah, I'm Todd Mitzel with ICON Architectural Group, principal architect there.
And
Kyle Cavani, I'm business development director and community engagement.
All right. So, Todd, ICON, I know, has a number of locations throughout the state, but your home base is?
In Grand Forks.
How about that?
Yeah.
So Watford City wins, Grand Forks wins, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So how does a project like this start?
Well, it starts, actually, the relationship we have with Watford, or with the county, started 5-6 years ago. We actually did a couple smaller projects. You know, through the boom, they just had some real issues with, obviously, the whole entire law enforcement center, the courthouse. So we were really pulled in. We started with a shop in Cartwright. We moved on to working with them in the courthouse, and now we're working, obviously, finishing up this project. And then moving on to across the street, we'll be working with them on the new public works building. So,
what are you most proud of this facility?
Well, you know, I think probably the difficult times we had to work through it, everyone was going 100 miles an hour in different directions, and the county really focused on just really keeping it in front and center, right? And us being part of that, you know, the small part we played, but we just really enjoyed working with the county. They've been a great client. The city, all the collaborative people, it really kind of gotten better, really, in such a tough time for them, so, or difficult time. So,
Kyle, what do you want folks to know about ICON and what you guys do?
You know, we're just proud to be involved here in Watford City. We have an office here. This is one of our 5 offices in North Dakota, and we really consider all of North Dakota local for us. We're pretty proud of our North Dakota values, and we like to think that we can go into any of these communities here and ring true to what we do and help the communities get a little bit more accomplished and serve their patrons as effectively as possible.
And with a project like this, I mean, you get a call, hey, we're out of space. We have no place to put our prisoners. We need to hurry up. We need to go. You know, walk me through the process. What happens?
First step is you've got so many different organizations that you've got to talk to. There's so many different people that are going to be involved in this project. You've got to understand the need. And that's like we do in any of our projects around the state, is we go in and we understand what really needs to be done. And before we come in with a solution, we like to talk about it and really work forward towards what the ultimate goal is.
Yeah, and then, of course, the money. You know, working through the money, understanding what that looks like, how that relates to the needs, how do you balance those two things. Hugely important for our clients.
Yeah, what do you got in the way of a budget to work with? And
exactly.
And by the way, Doug Norby was boasting that $53 million budget coming in at $45 million, so he's pretty happy.
Yeah, we did a really good job. Construction engineers with us did just a great job to meet one shot budget. That was very important for them. They had a lot of priorities besides this building, and we understood that, and trying to keep it as lean as we could.
So. That's great. Well, good to talk to you guys. Congrats on a good day.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. Todd and Kyle from Icon Architectural Group. We'll get the guys in for construction engineers and tell our listeners how you can, make your project, be budgeted at $53 million and come in at $45 million. That's not a bad deal. Good day for McKenzie County, and certainly anybody would like to have that kind of news. Tell me your names.
Hi, Scott. My name is Mike Dunn. I'm with Construction Engineers. I work on our business development.
I'm Ben Mattson. I'm a senior project manager.
Mike and Ben with us from Construction Engineers and also a Grand Forks company.
Yeah, our company was founded in 1978 in Grand Forks, and it's been a great thing for us to be working across the state to support the growth of Western North Dakota, McKenzie County, and Watford City. We've been active here since 2012. Have an office, have a yard, and a number of staff living here and in building projects.
Yeah, that's a great deal. So satellite offices right here now, helping the expansion of Western North Dakota. Pretty neat. So Ben, about that, significant number under budget. How does that happen in a project like now? Obviously, it helps to have things slowed down a little bit, so it isn't so crazy where you have more people bidding on projects, but obviously you're always looking to come in under budget, right?
Yeah, it takes a team effort between the design team and the owner to get everything we need in the project, but still, get under budget. So we bring in, we brought in subcontractors from as far away as Alabama to get the job done in that price. We were challenged to actually bring it in $1 million less than our initial budgets. We worked with these guys from Icon to say, there's certain things we have to have, certain things, there may be a luxury, and we took some of those luxury items out, but we still have a great product in the end here.
How is business overall in the construction world, Mike, throughout North Dakota these days?
We still feel North Dakota's very robust economy. We're a pretty diverse company. We build schools and jails and healthcare and other infrastructure projects, and we're definitely maintaining a workload and employing great North Dakotans. We're able to, like Ben said, draw subcontractors from around the region and around the country, which really helps with get competitive bidding climate and still get jobs done with good quality.
Is that a trait that you build relationships? I mean, is that something you bring that your competitors wouldn't, where you have relationships with other vendors that can bring that price down?
You just said it right there, Scott. I mean, relationships are important with our clients, with our industry partners, with our subcontractors. We try and be fair with everyone, straightforward, keep things on track, help them schedule things. Working in remote areas, we need to be very proactive in scheduling these projects so folks can show up and do the work they need to do, get home safe, and move on to the next job.
And what other projects have you been part of in Watford City?
I have been here, as Mike said, since 2012. Personally, I worked on the elementary school expansion, the courthouse expansion, this one, of course, and have had some other small roles on the high school here, and we did the small clinic here. So,
there's a lot happening for a town the size of Watford City. There's a lot of business here, isn't there, Mike?
Absolutely. No, it's been great. We've really wanted to be a part of this community out here and made a concerted effort to staff things accordingly, and we're really proud to be build these jobs. We like the groundbreakings, but I think everyone really likes the grand opening and ribbon cutting the best on these projects.
Exactly, so. Right. Go to work, right? Let turn them loose. Hand them the keys. Well, thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Yep, enjoyed it very much. A little insight into the construction as well. We're still going to chat with Gene Veeder here coming up in a little bit, as well as some of the law enforcement folks, too, so we'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes. Gary in Fargo's been waiting to weigh in for a while here. Gary, let's get you in. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind? Well, I'd like to talk about the health care bill. I just want to say that I think Ryan brought this out a little bit dysfunctional. I think he should add more input before he said, here it is. But having said that, I think the Freedom Caucus is making a mistake here. I hear guys calling and saying, yeah, they standing up for the Freedom Caucus, but the bill has to get through the Senate. And it's not going to get through the Senate if the Freedom Caucus gets everything they want. This is different this time because we're trying to take something off the table. That's a bad deal. It's not like we're starting from nothing. So if we get nothing through, we end up with all this garbage still on the table in Obamacare. So the thinking is different, but I like the Freedom Caucus. But I think in this case, they're not thinking about this thing getting, we have a president that will sign it, but it's got to get through the Senate, Scott. And you've kind of mentioned that, too.
Well, that's a reality. That's what I'm saying. I mean, look, I probably would, if I could design it perfectly, would do it a lot closer to how the Freedom Caucus or Rand Paul want the bill philosophically. I want a bill. I want to repeal Obamacare. I want the huge increases in premiums and, the huge increases in, deductibles and the quality of care that's declining. I want it fixed. So, stop the pain. Every time we talk about Obamacare, we hear from listener after listener who talk about how horrible it is. That's what I want fixed. And obviously the reality is you have to get it through the Senate. So you have to do something that recognizes that just political reality. So, yes, I think we're of the same mind.
Yeah, and it's very difficult to get anything through the Senate, either because of potential filibuster or whatever. They're very tough to get it through. And the Freedom Caucus has got to understand this. So I hope they can work something out here, not to mention allowing companies to sell across state lines. Very important for the free market to drive those rates down.
Yeah, very good points. Thanks a bunch, Gary. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Texture says, in Alaska, hunting from helicopters or during hibernation had been illegal since the 70s. The new law would allow these practices to begin again. All right. And I think at least the caller, as I recall, was talking about it being on federal refuges. I think that's the distinction in why Congress is involved. It'd be nice if pretty much Alaska was allowed to decide what the right way to go there is, right? Yeah. Hey, establishment Kool-Aid. Scott, passing a window dressing bill just to say you're getting stuff done is just D.C. politics as usual. Yeah, again, we're going to differ on what our window dressing bill is. So I'm not just saying pass something to say you pass something. I'm saying pass what you know will get through the Senate, get to the president, and get rid of Obamacare. That's what I'm saying. So, if that wasn't clear, I am very sorry. Let's see here. What else have we got? How many conservative Tea Party votes do nothing establishment elitist Republicans do you think you're going to get in 2018? Wish I could. I'm really having trouble deciphering this. Manny, are your deciphering skills available? Can you translate? Maybe Todd. I don't. It's one of those texts that came in four different pieces, so I can't decipher all of it. But I think he's saying you need to get a conservative health care bill in order to get folks elected in 2018. Well, I don't disagree with that at all, and everybody's concerned about that. For understandable reasons. But I think you have a lot tougher time with Obamacare still in place in 2018 than you would saying, here's a bill that is bringing down the cost of health care. More from Watford City after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm talking with Jolene today from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Herman Miller is synonymous with quality, but it sounds expensive. Jolene, who could afford it?
Well, quality is affordable with programs such as the Small and Medium Business Program from Herman Miller. It's for small and medium business-sized companies under 150 white-collar employees, created to empower small and medium business to think bigger.
That sounds like a great opportunity. What more can you tell me about this program?
Well, it's attainable. There's deep discounts on special offering of products with financing options available. Scalability for when you need flexibility and options for growth and change. It's reliable with the industry-leading warranty, 12 years on almost all products, including parts and labor. Attainable, it's easy to buy with a full catalog of products that can be customized. Expansive with special product offering capable of creating full office environments. It's guaranteed on-time delivery and free shipping. We also have a free tri-chair program.
All right, tell me about that free tri-chair program.
Well, we all know it's hard to decide what kind of chair will fit and work best for you, so we have the tri-chair program through Herman Miller available. If you stop into our office, we will go over a few chair options based on your needs, have you sit in a few chairs to get a feel for what you like, and then let you bring a chair to your workplace or home office to try out for a week. With a small and medium business contract from Herman Miller and InterOffice, you work with an expert for free space planning and design services from consultation through installation. We provide solutions, resources, and support for high-performing office.
To find out more, give the team a call at InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or go online at InterOfficeFargo.com.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Chat with some folks in Watford City, North Dakota today. Big day. The McKenzie County Law Enforcement Center is opening. So fun to be here for the day. Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford and Attorney General Stengem will all be here along with a lot of dignitaries on a big, big day. So Chris Berg, Point of View tonight, 6:30 on KX4 in the East for Western Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota viewers, and also West Dakota Fox at 9:30. You can watch him as a big roundtable on some things happening in the legislature and in D.C. as well tonight, so don't miss that. All right. I have a couple of members of law enforcement here that will be significant beneficiaries of this new facility. Sean Doble is the chief of police of Watford City, and Matt Johansson is the interim sheriff. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sean, what does it mean to be co-located with the sheriff's office, have the jail facility you have here, the highway patrol, all of law enforcement together? What will that mean?
It's a great opportunity for us as the police department to have basically one-stop shopping for any of the community's law enforcement needs. Things for the city can be done here. Things for the sheriff's office can be done here, as well as corrections. It's all co-located, and we work together pretty well. This will help cement that more.
So it's good for the consumer, the folks that are paying the tab.
All the community, yes.
You know, the taxpayers. And Matt, from your perspective, obviously you have significant increase in the size and capacity of the correctional facility here in the jail. I would imagine just safety and security, knowing you've got folks where they need to be and properly housed has to be a comfort too, huh?
Yes, it'll be nice to have the space to put people.
How are things right now in McKenzie County? From a law enforcement perspective?
It's consistent. It's not booming like it was a few years ago during the heart of the oil boom, but it's definitely busy.
Not slow, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how many officers do you have now compared to 2008?
In 2008, we had three officers for the whole city, and now we have 25, including our civilian staff, and so we're looking to grow even more after this.
Yeah, so they'll keep them all pretty busy.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, great. Well, good luck. Congratulations on a new facility. I know it has to be nice to have the kind of a working environment you obviously will have here, and what a neat collaborative effort between the county and the city and also the other folks that have come in, like Highway Patrol and BCI as well. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Interim Sheriff Matt Johansson and the Chief of Police of Watford City, Sean Doble. And Matt, if you want to hand your headset to Gene Veeder, we'll catch up with him too before we wrap up today. We just cannot come to Watford City without chatting with our friend Gene Veeder, longtime head of economic development efforts here, and of course now a member of the McKenzie County Commission as well. And we talked to your fellow commission member, Doug Norby, earlier, and he almost got a little emotional just on how proud he was of the collaborative effort between the city and the county in this facility. It's a good day for Watford, isn't it?
Well, Scott, you know the story, and this is, I don't know if other communities can pull this stuff, especially law enforcement. You know, they all have different functions, and they all have different directions that they take, but having everybody come together in one facility like this is what you have to do in a small community. We can't do all this individually, and so you talked to two really fine leaders that we have there right now. Even finding financing for these type of things, the collaboration between the city and the county, and federal, BCI, all those type of people, they have to work together. One of the things that they asked us for in the public, we had all this activity out here, we need safe communities. All this doesn't matter, all this good thing that's happened to this community, if we're not safe, then we have not met the needs of the public. So that's what we do. We invest in law enforcement, invest in safety here, and our public has to feel that they're supported that way. I'm very comfortable with this. Of course, this facility will serve us for a long time. These guys, the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, have been just, we didn't have facilities to meet even their office needs, so they were kind of stepping all over each other for the last 5 years. It'll really free them up to be able to do their work much more efficiently.
You know, it seems like a consistent theme you hear from everybody is that there's sort of a new normal in the level of activity. I mean, for a large part of the last number of years, it was play catch up and, yep. You know, hardly be able to, you know, drinking from a fire hose is the term I usually use, you know, just when you're drinking from a fire hose, it's hard to breathe and just kind of plan and do things. And my sense is you're getting to a point where you've caught up and can prepare for the new normal, right?
Yeah, and we're ready. I mean, we have to thank the state for coming forward and helping us on these things too. We said if you support us, we're gonna make this industry be the best for our communities too. So, and everybody came together, including the state of North Dakota in this particular area. But the citizens have supported this community well. And now as a commissioner, I'm finding that people like what we're doing. They like us to have good places to live. And I think the new governor is really supporting the kind of initiatives we have for community building here. It's, you know, I'm always just overjoyed by working at this place. And it's not all about there's certain things like this law enforcement center that are kind of in the back of people's mind. They don't realize what it takes to keep our communities safe, and we need to support our law enforcement people. The state has found that out in the last year specifically, that these people work hard. It's not an easy job. We have to have decent places for them to work from, too. Good communications.
All right, a few seconds left. What's left to do? What else is to come yet?
Well, we've got a couple of great, we're kind of pushing more forward on workforce recruitment and training and those kind of things. There's always something new to do here when a community is growing of this size. There's never a dull moment, and it's always exciting in Watford City.
Well, it's easier to recruit workforce and citizens and people to meet the needs of employers when you have a Rough Rider Center and new high school and new schools and new facilities. That certainly helps a ton.
And there was a time when people didn't come here because they didn't feel it was safe.
Right.
And this is an initiative that we've tried for.
And this will be a big part of ending that. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Gene Peter, our guest. God bless you, folks. See you Monday. Target Field.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the old Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have an incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.